I'm Jim Bertel. International powers have begun evacuating personnel from Libya amid a worsening security situation. U.S. Africa Command says it had relocated an unspecified contingent of U.S. forces, while India says it had evacuated peacekeepers to Tunisia. Rebel forces under General Khalifa Haftar have advanced from the east with the aim of taking the capital, Tripoli. The UN-backed prime minister has accused him of attempting a coup and says rebels will be met with force. Rwanda's President Paul Kagame has led commemorations marking the 25th anniversary of the genocide that killed hundreds of thousands of people. He says the situation in Rwanda has improved greatly since the country's genocide, in which some 800,000 people were killed.
Your resilience and bravery represent the triumph of the Rwandan character in its purest form.
He also warned other countries not to destabilize the country. In the lead-up to commemorations, tensions have been mounting between Rwanda and Uganda. Rwanda accused Uganda of supporting groups opposed to the government in Kigali. Uganda rejects those accusations. Pakistan is warning rival India is planning to launch a fresh military assault against the country. Islamabad is calling for the international community's urgent diplomatic intervention to deter New Delhi from endangering regional peace and stability. Pakistan's foreign minister says the attack could take place in mid-April. The warning comes amid simmering tensions since February 26th, when Indian jets crossed deep into Pakistan territory and allegedly destroyed the suspected training camp of a militant group. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will annex Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank if he wins another term in office, a last-minute pre-election promise likely to enrage Palestinians and the Arab world. Netanyahu is competing for votes with small far-right parties who advocate annexation. Palestinian Foreign Minister Riyad al-Maliki says the move was expected.
Netanyahu has been saying that for the last 20 years, maybe not publicly, but this time, you know, he was encouraged by Trump's policies and Trump's actions when Trump decided to recognize Jerusalem as capital of Israel and Israeli sovereignty over the occupied Golan Syrian Heights.
U.S. President Donald Trump is doubling down on his latest assertion that the U.S. immigration system is full and cannot take any more migrants. In a speech to the Republican Jewish Coalition in Las Vegas, the president says the immigration system is broken, with criminals and drug dealers posing as those seeking asylum.
Some of the roughest people you've ever seen, people that look like they should be fighting for the UFC. They read a little page given by lawyers that are all over the place, you know, lawyers. They tell them what to say.
Trump was courting Jewish voters for next year's election. A war monitor says shelling killed 13 civilians in northwest Syria today. The violence was the latest to threaten a seven-month-old truce intended to stave off a regime offensive on the region held by Syria's former al-Qaeda affiliates. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says more than 30 civilians have been killed in regime attacks on Idlib since Wednesday. Brazilian authorities say a ferry boat collided with a bridge in the Amazon region, causing part of the bridge to collapse. Local media reported that two small cars fell into the water as a result of the accident. The state government says five crew members on the ferry survived. The bridge collapse has cut off a highway to one of Brazil's busiest ports, potentially affecting shipments of soybeans and corn through northern ports. Six more towns have been evacuated in southwestern Iran because of flooding. The flooding has placed about 400,000 people at risk. Authorities say at least 70 people have died in the high waters. At least seven policemen and three civilians were killed Saturday in a series of attacks in Afghanistan. In the eastern province Ghazni, Taliban insurgents killed three policemen in attacks on security checkpoints, according to a provincial police spokesman. From Washington, this is Jim Bertel, VOA News.
From Washington, VOA.